Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're not hearing things right now. Well, you are hearing things, but you're not losing your mind. No, you are losing your mind, but never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Thursday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself, the man who made paper towels for your president. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only, the man that don't know how to roll paper towels. His name is...
It's Sean Black in the building once again. Oh, boy. You got to work on those segues, you know what I mean?
Listen, I tell you every week I'm tired, I'm exhausted. I did not want to do a show tonight, but you begged me to do the show, so I'm doing this in your honor, okay?
Oh, thank you. You're such a kind, magnanimous human being.
Yeah, hey, what can I say? That's why I am the Hot Rod. But if you have any questions, comments, or you just like to vent out about a couple of things, because it seems like everybody's been venting lately, especially on social media, the number to call is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And this should be still not feeling too well. She's underneath the weather, so we wish her to get well soon. And Sean Black, do you like to piss some people off for the next 30 minutes?
Why not?
All right. Of course, this past week, Donald Trump, or Mr. Number 45, or Sean's favorite president, finally...
Don't pin that one on me.
I knew that would get you a little pissed off.
Yeah. You're supposed to piss the people off. You're not supposed to piss the co-host off.
That would not be me if I don't piss you off. Hello, duh.
Oh, of course.
But Mr. Number 45, finally, after 2 weeks, went to visit Puerto Rico to visit the quote-unquote devastated area of Hurricane Maria, which he did not went to the devastated area. He just went to some parts for security reasons, which I understand. And, you know, to make I'm sorry. To visit the area, like I said, and he had a press conference. I'm laughing about a press conference. That's what he said in my mind about the budget, about Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But, the visit did not, it was like a slap in the face, as a lot of people seen it. But there was one scene in the video, I'm sure everybody has seen it, where normally when supplies, food, water, towards people who are in need, he passed it to their hand. But Mr. Number 45 took it a different way, and he took paper towels and tossed them in the air towards a crowd of people like it's a basketball and start tossing it. Sean Black, apparently you and a lot of people have a problem with this concept of the way Mr. 45 or your president handled this situation and the press conference. What's your intake? And then, of course, I got to tell like it is and piss you off after that.
I remember having this discussion when we knew that Trump was going to actually be in Puerto Rico, and I said, this is probably not going to be good. I think I was correct on this one, and sadly, it was worse than I thought it was going to be. First of all, Trump has to be the voice, he's supposed to be the voice of reason and to calm the citizens of the United States when a natural disaster hits, i.e. when an earthquake hits an area, when a hurricane hits an area, when a bombing devastates a city or something along those lines. The people are supposed to look up to the president for that calming influence. Donald Trump basically came to Puerto Rico and turned into Godzilla, from the sense that he, like a lot of people do to, this is going to be very strongly worded, but the same way a lot of people in our culture have placed the blame on rape victims, Donald Trump decided to lay seemingly the blame on what happened to Puerto Rico on the victims of Hurricane Maria. And the reason why I'm using such strong wording on this is because it's the same shaming mentality that gets used when you hear of people deciding that you are the victim, I am here to make sure that I'm here for you. But yet, during the press conference, he definitely made sure that he brought up the country's debt. He made sure he brought up the fact that, oh, it's going to change everything that I'm going to be doing now. He made sure, even before he got to Puerto Rico, he decided to go on an 11-tweet, 18-hour storm, dumping all over Puerto Rico and what was going on, including dumping on the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Carmen Yulín Cruz, who has done nothing but be as magnanimous as possible, doing her job, wading through water, helping look for victims, and Trump has absolutely continued to lose his mind.
I bet you differ on that. I bet you differ, but I will let you finish.
Go right ahead.
No, I'm like, I understand when we talk about the mayor, but remember, we try to speak the absolute truth. We don't know the whole story, but we try to tell like it is. The three sides to every story. The mayor is doing her job, quote unquote, but there was rumors and stories that started at how they was holding food back, products back in Puerto Rico, and not getting it to the people, and there was some. Of course, you know, social media, those people placing videos how it's food, but it's holding everything back. Why? To make Donald Trump look bad. That was their agenda. Do you believe in something like that? Even though there's video there or there's some type of audio recording there?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you the single reason why this doesn't, it doesn't look good. Second of all, it doesn't make sense because in general, the Puerto Rican people do not need to make Donald Trump look bad. He's done that all by himself with a lot of help from other people that have made themselves look just as bad. If you look at from the time Trump got there and all of the events that he has said and done while he was there, including what you talked about before as far as the chucking of the paper towels into the crowd as if he's, at a basketball game shooting T-shirts to people in the fifth row. It's the overall surliness, the look on his face, like he didn't want to be there. And this is also to give you an idea of what Trump did. And I mind you this. Trump got to Puerto Rico. We know there were a lot of other places in Puerto Rico that were devastated. Trump decided himself that because of other logistical reasons, but mostly for his own comfort, he went to an area that is a wealthy suburb of San Juan. His name, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, is called Guaybondo. And recovery-wise, this part of the island has a little more as far as getting recovery to that area, and that's the area that he stayed and helped. That helped out is a little farther along, whereas most of the other towns that are in the area had 1,200 to 1,300 houses destroyed by the hurricane. He wasn't in that area.
Well, they say because of that reason, I don't know what you're talking about, it's for security reason why Trump cannot go to, any president cannot go to the most devastated areas. They're supposed to go somewhere like more security stable, but once again, their job is to protect the president at all costs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go with someone who's like some damage compared to someone that's completely damaged. Anything could happen to our president, God forbid. Anything happened to Mr. Trump, you know?
Yeah.
But
and
you cannot.
Go ahead.
No, well, like something like that, like I understand your point, but I understand why they did something like that. But you must protect the president at all costs. But are we overall jumping to conclusions about this situation?
No.
Like, once again, the media shows one part. We don't know everything that happened over there. Because I have a statement to tell you later, but I know you have something else to say.
Yeah. The if anyone wants to bring that particular statement up as far as maybe the media is going too far because they're hating on Donald Trump, I say look at the totality of the situation from the radio silence, the 2 weeks it took for him to actually to acknowledge something had happened there, how quick he was able to shift his attention to what happened in Houston when they were hit by Hurricane Harvey, what happened in Florida when they were hit by the hurricane, and all of the other places that had gotten devastation from the hurricane, and look how long it took. There's been no mention of Barbuda. There had been no real mention of the Virgin Islands or any of the other islands that were along there, far less Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico finally was mentioned 2 weeks later. He decided he was going to go the day before he went to Vegas. And in contrast, how quickly he said he was going to go to Vegas, which was literally a couple of days after the incident, whereas you're going to an area that had been devastated by a hurricane, and he waited 2 weeks. And here's the worst part about it. During the press conference that he talked about, he tried to equate the death toll that happened in Hurricane Katrina with the death toll that happened in Puerto Rico, and basically saying that, well, based on when a real disaster hits, like what happened in Katrina, you guys should be lucky and happy that your country didn't get all the things that happened, and your people should be happy about what's going on. And I'm literally saying, why are you spitting in the faces of the people that have all of this stuff? Now, true, Hurricane Katrina was one of the most devastating hurricanes in the U.S.'s history. And because of the unique makeup of the area where the levees completely failed and pretty much soaked almost all of the southern half of Louisiana, that was something in and of itself devastating.
So it was a blessing. It was a blessing in disguise then.
Puerto Rico is completely surrounded by ocean water. The fact remains that when water hits, there is nowhere for the water to go but to completely cover the entirety of the island. And since the island is not fully developed as far as, let's say, a New York or Texas or California with high buildings with strong infrastructure, et cetera, what you have are a lot of houses that are built on mountaintops and in mountain ranges with a lot of trees, and you get landslides, mudslides, that kind of thing as well. And the elevation of the island is such that if something happens weather-wise, that entire infrastructure is destroyed. They've had no cell service. They've had no water, no clean water, no bathing water. They had no electricity. And who knows when the grid is going to come back up. But even more so, one of the other things that Trump did, there was an interesting back and forth with a person who was giving out water purification pills, which you use and you put in the water, and that makes the water drinkable. He had this conversation with this woman, and this is the conversation. It's a very short conversation, but it's definitely something that you should listen to. So he gets the pills out. Trump says, wait, you put this in the dirty water? The woman that has the pills says, that's your best. Yes, you can. You can put it in the water and drink after 12 hours. And then he asks her, would you do it? Would you drink it? She says, sure. Trump says, really? With a really, this look on his face like somebody spit in his lollipop or something. And then she responds, really? He comes back and says, is this your company or something? Thinking that she's selling something. She says, no, I'm part of the church. Donald Trump has no tact. He has no empathy, and he seems to be completely oblivious and unaware of things that are, quote-unquote, beneath him when it comes to disasters or anything along the lines of somebody living in a lower tax bracket or in a different situation than him. And he made it look as if she was hawking a product that she was trying to sell on a reality show than something that is actually going to save people's lives so they can actually drink the rancid water from everything that happened from the hurricane.
Okay. You just brought up a good example of one of my best friends that posted a question on social media, Lisa from Phoenix, about what we just talked about with Donald Trump. Like, why people are so focused on the negatives of what Donald Trump is doing. Like, it seems like no matter what Donald Trump does, there's always a negative about it. Yes, he threw paper towels at the audience, but at the same time, there's people out with their phones taking pictures. People had their hands out, you know, to receive stuff. People were smiling overall, despite that you cannot die Donald Trump. Why are we always focusing on the negative of Trump? Why are we always criticizing Trump overall? Basically, what is so bad that Donald Trump is doing? I mean, yes, he's done a lot of stuff. And like you say earlier, the stuff that's come out of his mouth about the water. You know the saying, if it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, it is a duck? What do you expect from Donald J. Trump? From the statement that he made, from the Katrina, from saying that Puerto Rico blew out their budget. It's like the stuff that come out of his mouth, the same is, you know, some of the stuff that come out of my mouth or your mouth. If you expect to hear these things, why are we still surprised? So technically speaking, after 10 months of him in power, driving us crazy, why are we surprised by this? And overall, why are we still talking about this?
No one is surprised. And that is the main thing. No one is saying out there that they are absolutely shocked that Donald Trump came across as someone who has no soul when it comes
to talking to other people. Why are people upset then? If you're not surprised, and, you know, you see Donald Trump throwing out paper towels, but, you know, once again, he don't know this stuff. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He don't know what a Kit Kat tastes like, I bet you. He ain't nothing but fine chocolate. You know?
This is the thing. He has a cabinet around him. As I've stated before, George W. Bush, when he went to Saudi Arabia. Let me give you this example. George W. Bush, when he went to Saudi Arabia and met with the, I believe, the King of Jordan, there is a custom where when you meet, you hold hands and kiss on each cheek as a sign of respect for that particular culture. Irregardless of whatever you feel about the gesture, whatever it is, if George W. Bush didn't know about it, his advisors told him. So when he went to Saudi Arabia, he did the custom. He got off the plane. He met the King of Jordan. They held hands in public for the entire meeting until they did their press conference. And they kissed on each other on the cheek, and they conducted business as on the outside would be a friendly conversation, as something that works into the public eye. When you are the president of the United States, you have some sort of mindset as a citizen of the United States or even around the world for that matter, that there is some sort of decorum and an empathetic vibe that's supposed to be portrayed from the office of the presidency that you expect to see when these kinds of disasters happen, from Obama to Clinton to both Bushes, to Reagan, whoever is in the presidency, irregardless of what you think they are preaching, whether they're Republican, conservative, liberal, Democrat, whatever is the case, that is supposed to be conveyed as some kind of humanity. Forget about whatever the religious, whatever your background is, religious or whatever your political background is, you're supposed to show humanity and empathy through that position, and Trump never portrays that. That is not a surprise.
It's still disgusting
to watch.
Because Sean Black, Trump is not a politician. One of the reasons why he won, well, quote unquote, won the election, people were tired of politics. People want to see something different. Trump is doing something different. He's giving us something to talk about every single day. The man that tweets everything. Once again, we never had a president that tweet everything that he does. And apparently people like that stuff. once again, you have supporters. You have people that defend him every day. I'm not questioning your morals, your rights. But once again, if you're part of the cabinet and you're told, if I'm part of your cabinet and I told you, Sean Black, this is how you do things, and you turn around and say, screw me, and you can do what you want, what can I do after that? I did my job. I'm trying to advise you. You don't want to listen to advice. You do what the hell you want, right?
And
you're the boss.
That is the saddest part of this whole entire situation, because in the last 10 months, Trump has done everything he has wanted. And what has happened in the 10 months since? He's gotten into bickering with Australia when he dumped all over the Prime Minister of Australia. He's gotten into a pissing match with North Korea. He's jumped on a four-star general's family who was a Muslim that lived here in the United States as a citizen that went to war for the United States and died. He's done all of these little things, and they've become big things. And the supporters of Trump, for whatever reason, I don't understand it, I probably never will, but the supporters of Trump, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, continue to defend him to the ends of the earth, and a lot of the things that he says may actually lead to the end of the earth if it continues in this light.
Well, like I said on Monday Night Show, I understand the people that support Trump to a certain degree. I was one of the supporters. I do not understand the people that defend Trump actions. That's two completely different type of things. There's one thing, you support Trump, or you defend him. If you defend his actions, that's when I stop questioning, like, oh, hold on. I have friends who are Trump supporters overall, and some of them are white male, and I look at them, you know, I do have my questions about them, but overall, I let them be. This is your thought. You're not going to win with me about politics, because the main thing about a hot rod with politics, and you know this very well, Sean, I don't give a damn overall. But what happens if the media, especially us, overall, just leave Trump alone and let him be? Do you think that ever will happen?
No, because if the media left Trump alone, because he's such a narcissist, he would start tweeting about, why is nobody talking to Trump? Everybody wants to see Trump. I'm the best person there is. Trump's personality is such where he cannot be left away from the public eye. And if people have taken their eyeballs away from him, he seems to try to find a way to get the eyeballs back to him. Now,
okay, that part I agree with you, because God knows how many times I'm trying to avoid Trump on this program. Some reason we keep going back to it every week. I agree with you on that part. But go ahead.
As we both have had this discussion off air, away from this, neither one of us cares about talking about Trump on a regular basis, because we have millions of other topics that are out there that we have either missed because of something that Trump has done, or probably should get as much attention, if not more so, than some of the things that Trump has done. But because of what Trump has said and done and its potential impact on what happens to some of the listeners that listen to our show, and the people that get their news elsewhere, cable news and TV, newspapers, et cetera, it's pertinent that we bring those subjects up. Trump continues, as our president, to do things that are so befuddling. And the Puerto Rico thing is just the tip of the iceberg with a lot of the things we talked about over the last few months. And we have at least another 3 years of this, unless something else happens. But to look at inside of his mind and his mindset and psyche to find out why he does what he does, I don't have enough time to go into that, because I think I might just lose it.
Okay, well, let's go to another Trump supporter. K-Dog is in the house, everyone. Welcome, K-Dog.
Hey, guys. Hey. Please, man, I don't support media whores. But anyway.
No, but, okay, thank you for saying that right there. Media whore, but once again, like I told Sean, if he doesn't say anything, we as a media outlet ain't going to talk about. So,
well,
do we really need Trump? Because once again, we have many topics to talk about it. But
we do.
Never got to it.
More important than someone who's a media whore. Because, like I said before, and Sean Black, I spoke to you about this off the air. Hot Rod, I spoke to you about this off the air. This
he
is
did.
What happens when someone who, when you have someone in the White House who has no political experience, no military experience, and all of a sudden he becomes president, and I've never seen someone who takes to social media quickly as possible, and he goes on there and he throws his rants all over social media. If someone says something about him, he's quick to curse people out. He's disrespectful. I mean, perfect example. Look at the visit to Puerto Rico. That shows that you have a lack of leadership. That shows that you have a lack of compassion towards other people. Because other presidents in the past, there have been other presidents in the past who've shown compassion to the people. Say what you want about them. Perfect example, George W. Bush. When he would, whenever there was a disaster, he would go and meet the people, and you would see that he would show compassion. President Barack Obama, he would show compassion. President Clinton, he would show compassion. But this one, you see him throwing paper towels at people like he's throwing football at a game or something.
Swimming.
I mean,
so, excuse me, Kato. So he doesn't show compassion. Does that make him wrong as a leader? I'm like, do you want someone to, if this something happened to you, do you want me to come up to hug you to pretend that I care about you? Or do
you
want me just to help you?
Because
so
you know what?
You have fakeness? Because I understand the quality. Qualifications of a true leader, but once again,
because,
like I told Sean, if you walk like a dog, talk like a dog, you are a duck. And this is Donald J. Trump.
And this is Donald J. Trump. I mean, this is his element. This is who he is as a person, and he's showing you who he is as a person. Like, Hot Rod, he just don't care. Like, he'll look like he's forced to do something or forced to speak out on something. I mean, look how long it took for him to reach the people of Puerto Rico. And I've known people who are actually in Puerto Rico doing some great humanitarian work, who are out there feeding the people. I mean, I'm not gonna boast and say that, you know, I've done my part, but however, we all gathered together at work and we gave this person canned goods to bring down there, and she told me that the people down there are in dire straits. They're in desperate need, and she says, you know, when I don't even want to hear about Trump because who cares? It's not
easy
coming down here.
Go ahead.
I was going to give you guys, just to let you know, the tone of the tweets that Trump did that put all the machinations into effect. The mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. 10,000 federal workers now on island doing a fantastic job. And I give you the tone as to why the rhetoric is counterproductive. Because when, and you were talking about Hot Rod, you stated that if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, chances are it's a duck. You also have to understand, when the United States president comes to a United States territory during any kind of disaster, the people and the reason why it's important to put on a good face, even if you don't believe in what you're doing, is the fact that those people that are there in Puerto Rico are looking for comfort out of all of this garbage that's been going on. They're looking as a leader, regardless of as I said, before party, before anything else, you're supposed to be
American. Whether you like him or not, you're supposed to be a leader towards the people. Like I said earlier, you're supposed to be with the people. But he showed that you people are beneath me. The way he spoke to them, the way he acted.
Again, guys, you guys sound upset. Are you surprised?
No, we're not upset.
Hold on.
It's no surprise.
Kato. the king of kings is speaking right now.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, man.
Why we get riled up about it if this is what they expect? If there's a fire in the kitchen, you get the hell out. This is Trump.
Right.
This is how he is. We got 3 more years of this. And once again, do not be surprised if he wins the election. So everything he's doing right now, and people are getting upset, and there's a good chance of him winning the election. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's the real winner here? Think about that.
Let me throw this example out to you. If you knew that Donald Trump is elected president, one of the things that he loves to do is urinate on people. Let's just to say that as an example. Now, you're
right.
Saying if he's the type of person that likes to urinate on people, everybody hates it. He urinates on people. Forget about it. Forget about it. He is who he is. So he goes to another country. He goes to the people after some sort of natural disaster, let's say an earthquake or whatever the case. And then he flicks out his Johnson and urinates on everybody. Now, because of your thinking, as you just stated, well, why should we be upset and why should we be surprised? Nobody is saying you should be surprised that he does it if he's been doing it all this time. That doesn't necessarily mean you can't be disgusted by it. This is the same
right.
kind of thing. If he's doing something that is negative, irregardless of what we expect from Trump, because we all know what kind of a person he is, he's shown that more than once. But to be able to do that at that time, knowing that the people needed the president the most for the symbolic action of him being there, and to discuss what's going on as far as humanitarian efforts and what, quote-unquote, may or may not happen, because Trump continues to throw this whole thing out as if it's Puerto Rico is to blame for everything, and the fact that they're costing us big money here because of their disaster, they're costing us money. That's
and even bringing and even trying to compare what happened in Puerto Rico to Hurricane Katrina that happened in 2005.
And even worse,
you know,
Hotline,
a disaster is a disaster. No matter how it's no comparison when it comes to a disaster, but at least show compassion to the people, show respect to the leader, especially the disrespect that he showed towards the mayor on his social media rant. But, however, as a leader, you are supposed to reach out to the people.
And
you failed at that.
You gotta also understand that the actions or non-actions of this president will probably cost people lives. It's not just him being who he is. It's the non-action and the non-interest and the blaming and the finger-pointing of, oh, well, you're costing. A lot of the stuff that's going on now may cost people lives, because going into the press conference, I believe only 15 or 16 people had died. They're saying now that there was a hospital in Puerto Rico where everybody that was on IR died because they had no generators, because they had no water or electricity. These are the kinds of things that make people disgusted at what Trump has stated and his inaction at what he's done based on this whole thing. And it's only going to get worse.
All right, calm down. This is only a 40-minute show. I need to go to the next topic. But before I go on,
let's go to the next topic, please.
Don't blame Trump. Blame the people that put him there. Just remember that.
Exactly.
I will always keep saying that for the next 3 years. Don't blame Trump. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Back to the, I don't know if it's really a topic.
Oh, something a lot calmer, right?
Yeah,
let's go to the next topic, man.
No, next topic is not really calm. It's like there's still no answers about this Vegas shooter.
Man.
And the girlfriend's back in town. Do you think the girlfriend knows anything about this guy, about the plan of shooting up all these people?
She could know something, because she said that he sent her wired $100,000 to her, and she said that it was a way like a breakup. She thought it was a message of breaking up or something like that, that she said. There's still no answers as to why he did what he did. But there's a lot of new reports that are coming in that originally he wanted to do this massacre in Lollapalooza, and he was going to escape to go somewhere else.
And I'm like, hey, here's my thing. I know America, we've discussed this many times, America loves guns. You guys know
right.
me for many years, I love to drink, I love vodka. But Sean Black and Kato, if you come to my apartment and you see me with 200 bottles of vodka, and you know me for years, will you guys question my judgment? Like, hey, Rod, what are you going to do with all this vodka? So,
well, the funny thing about it is I've actually
yeah.
I have talked to you about that. So it is what it is.
It is what
but
it is.
No. Not about my drinking. If you come to my apartment and
why do you have all those bottles?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you come to my apartment and see ammunition, don't you have questions?
Of course.
You do.
If you know me for, even though you're collecting, quote unquote, why do you need all this vodka? Why do you need all these guns? Why do you need all these ammunition? If you are a collector,
because from what I learned about the whole situation is that he has a total of 47 assault weapons in his home. 47, that's a lot. And I'm not talking about handguns. These are high-powered weapons.
47 guns and 1,600 rounds of ammunition. And pump stocks for most of all of them, which is going before, I believe, Congress at some point where they seem to be on agreement on something for a change. But I want to bring this up also, because I think I've talked about this on Monday, that before Congress, they were going to vote on silencers being legal. This is something that the NRA has seemingly gotten into Congress and into the government as far as a lobbying arm. And there were a lot of people that said, no, silencers doesn't make any sense. But yet here we go talking about guns and gun violence. And every time something happens, nobody does anything. Or they always say that we can't do anything about it. This is not the time. This is not the time to bring it up. And when is the time? Somebody else died?
Exactly.
So
because
imagine,
you know what? How many mass shootings have we witnessed so far in the past maybe 5 years? How many mass shootings have we seen? And it's always the same thing. Oh, what are we going to do about it? Oh, let's pray for the victims. It's not about praying. It's not about, sitting down saying, oh, woe is us. No, it's about taking action. And apparently Congress has the NRA in their back pocket, so they're not going to do much about it.
Well, can you imagine if the shooter used the silencers at that time? He probably got more
people. It would have been more deadly. More people would have been killed because when the shooting started, people were in the park dancing and singing and having fun. One eyewitness said that she was just enjoying the music, enjoying the moment. When she heard the sound, she thought it was fireworks until she saw somebody, a guy, fall down in front of her, shot in the head. And that's when people started running, and that's when she realized, oh, my God, there's bullets. And they said people were being trampled on, and I got to give it to, not to say that I'm taking everything off topic, but also there were many heroes that night who sacrificed themselves to save the lives of others in that park that night.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
You got to hand it to them.
And talk about heroes. We got 3-4 minutes left. Do you think Trump handled that situation yesterday a little bit better when he went to visit the hospital to visit the victims?
That he handled, he handled that the way a president is supposed to handle it. He actually did a decent presidential job
Sean, say something nice about Mr. 45.
I told you before, as the show is, we tell it like it is. And if Trump does something positive, I will bring that up. He did his job the same way
Why do you think he handled that one better compared to, because he doesn't care about Puerto Rico?
Well, there's money in Las Vegas.
Casinos, there's money everywhere. Trump follows the almighty dollar. We've been talking about this for the longest time.
Whatever makes him happy, that's what he follows.
Donald Trump's religion is the religion of the dollar sign. And because Vegas, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be surprised he either has property in the area or has special interests himself in the area, and all of the things that have happened there, There's no way getting around that. He has to say something about that. Because the way that this country is, if after that disaster that happened in Puerto Rico, and he came back home to Vegas and did the same kind of nonsense, all hell would have broken loose. It's on, quote unquote, our mainland, which is the reason why Trump said what he said, did what he did, and actually did a presidential thing by saying what he said and being in the hospitals and holding hands and making sure that people see who the president is. That's how you are supposed to be presidential.
Exactly.
That's the
For the record, I did some research, ladies and gentlemen. There has been some black people that did mass shootings and Asian people as well in the past. Not as much compared to white people, white men commit mass shootings, but there has been some in the last 20 years or so. But it's funny, it's not as popular compared to white men having mass shooting. And I just find it funny that overall, we still cannot find a motive for this mass shooting. This man committed one of the biggest...
Everyone's still asking questions.
Yeah, it's funny how we had one of the biggest deadly shootings in many years, but we don't have an answer to it at all, like why he did it. He got rid of the girlfriend, sent her money. There's been many red flags, but if Sean Black, K-Dog, or I, or a man named Muhammad, went over to buy 4 guns each, we would be on a watch list.
Yeah, would be on it.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that right about that? Like, we would be on a watch list if we bought 4 handguns each. Well, this man over 20 years bought all these weapons is okay because he got money and he's white. If this is not white privilege, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. Definitely.
And there, as you spoke about, there were a lot of victims of mass shootings that have happened in the past going back some 100 years. And we're not talking about just African Americans. Executions of Native Americans. There was an area that is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was called Black Wall Street. And this was, I believe, in
1921.
Yes, which was a prominent place where African Americans went. They had their own money. They invested. And a lot of those people were pretty much assassinated because of the area that they were in and how much money they were making.
And let's not forget also Rosewood, Florida, in 1923, where there was a massive massacre and the place was burned to the ground.
Okay, well, guys, we have to end it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for our Thursday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the High Rod with...
Sean Black and
Professor K-Dog.
Yeah, so
he's a professor now.
I know, professor. Excuse us. Well, tune in next Monday night. Hopefully we do a show at 10:30. Hopefully we have our topics ready, but I don't want to say anything right now because I don't want to jinx anything again.
Yes.
every time you bring up something, the topic changes.
Yes, I'm sure next week's topic will involve Trump, relationships, and Sean Black bowing down to me. I don't know what to say.
Look, maybe it'll revolve around the GOP senator that decided to quit, who was against abortion, but had to resign because he had an affair with his wife and got the woman pregnant and encouraged her to have an abortion. Maybe we'll talk about that.
Oh, yes, we will.
All right, guys. Good night, everyone. And as always,
good night,
the
everyone.
Pleasure was all
yours.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, y'all.